Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggin Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh. Well, we're missing someone this morning. Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay. Lindsay is not on today. She's in Hilton Head with her family because it's a spring break for her children. And because her children go to a daycare preschool kind of thing. And so they get a spring break, you know, so they're funneling beers and going nuts on their spring break. So her husband had a work event around some golf tournament or something in Hilton Head. So she went with the kids to, you know, kill two birds with one stone, vacation, work, it's all done.
Sure.
So every time she goes on one of these trips, she'll say, I'm taking the equipment with me. And so I'll be broadcasting from, on the show from the lobby or from, you know, whatever. And every time I tell her the same thing, Donna Riggins.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't feel like you have to do that. Because part of the deal with her coming back to work for us, and that, you know, because before when she worked for us, she didn't have kids and husband and all that. It was, you know, I know you got stuff that you've, you know, got to do with your family and you little kids and all that, but she always wants to do it. You know, she said, no, I want to do it. I want to do it, which is great. It's great. But I got a text last night and she said, hey, Dee, that's her daughter, Delilah. Dee hasn't been feeling good all night and I am tired. I'm not going to make it. I was like, okay, fine. Well, I hadn't said anything back because I know she's sleeping. But Riggins doesn't believe her.
Is that right?
Riggins thinks that she was just having fun. And instead of saying, yeah, I'm going to take you up on that, not being on the show tomorrow or whatever, she's just saying that her daughter's not feeling well.
Oh, that would be terrible.
You know, moms can always use that excuse because kids are always sick.
Well, that is true. But hopefully it's not the... that she would be partying that hard with her kids around. Yeah, I don't think that's a realistic thing. But yeah, we always give every girl that's ever been on the show, they kind of make up their own schedules. Mm. It is sort of one of the perks of the gig. But yeah, there's no pressure to, if you're on vacation, take the vacation.
Yeah. And she knows that. But,
yeah,
you know, I just hope that she's not making up a fib about her daughter not feeling well. Because Miss Carol, I know you wouldn't like that. Miss Carol's her mama.
No, she wouldn't. I got a feeling she would not. Girl, you better get to work.
Nah, just kidding. But I hope her daughter's not really sick on spring break. That would suck.
That would suck.
But kids are always sick.
Yeah. But what would suck more if she was lying to us and we found out and it would have to go on her permanent record.
Yes, it would. So and she'd have to be called in front of HR.
That's right. We'll drag her in
there. HR is who we call our tax company. Block. You got to go down to the branch of H&R Block.
Yeah.
Sit in front of them.
So is she there all weekend?
I think so, yeah.
All through Easter?
Yeah. Well, I would hope not. I hope she comes home to go to church on Easter.
She can go down there.
Hilton Head ain't got no churches.
They don't?
No.
Yeah, I don't know much about Hilton Head.
It's just a bunch of old South people who've done... gotten away from the Lord and a bunch of Yankees that have moved down there. And we know they're all godless.
Oh dear.
Oh, I mean, hell, look at Adam, our manager. He lives there. Talk about a godless Yankee moving to the south. Oh, it's a good thing we're out of time on this segment.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, Lindsay, the party mama.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Wonder who she pawned those kids off on last night at that resort so she could go out dancing and doing the alcohol and everything.
Yeah. Maybe our business manager. Mm-hmm. They're down there. And they like kids, apparently. Maybe she's just sent them over to, you know, Grandpa Adam's house.
I'm sure he would love that rather than being called Uncle Adam.
Well, I hate to break it to him. He's getting to the age where he could have grandkids.
Yeah, he is. My best friend that I, growing up is a grandfather.
Really?
Yeah. And Adam's older than I am.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he could be Lindsay's dad, though.
Maybe not.
At that age.
Maybe not.
I mean, she's 41.
She's catching some shrapnel. Well, you know, he could be.
Old as she is.
Yeah, right. He could be her father.
Really?
Yeah, so I think so.
Well, he just turned 57, I think.
Yeah.
And 41. How many years is that?
25.
Oh, yeah, he could be. Oh, I could be Lindsay's dad. Oh.
You could be Lindsay's dad?
You know what else?
No, you couldn't.
I'm 55.
Yeah, and she's 41. That would be 14.
I'm from Louisiana. Duh.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
No, we're just funning. Lindsay's little girl wasn't feeling well all night.
Yeah.
She wasn't, what does Alexis say? Feeling herself.
She wasn't feeling herself. She wasn't
feeling herself. I'm going to tell you one of the stupidest celebrity conversations that's going on right now in the world. One of the stupidest ever, in my opinion.
Okay.
Is that MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, is mad because when they do this hypothetical, you know, it's a trend now to go, whose faces would you put on the Mount Rushmore of baseball or Mount Rushmore of football or whatever?
Yeah, I like those questions, though.
Well, they did it about white rappers. And he's mad he didn't make the Mount Rushmore of white rappers.
He's, The ones
who made it were Eminem,
right.
Mac Miller, Powwow, a.k.a. Pow Willie, and Russ. I don't even know who Russ is.
Russ, yeah.
Where's Bubba Sparks on this list?
Yeah, Bubba Spark. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. You don't have a lot of options, really.
No.
I mean, maybe you could make the argument for Jelly Roll. Is he a rapper?
He used to be.
He used to be a rapper.
Sadly, he's not anymore. It's so sad to me. That's when I really loved him. That's when I really loved him.
No MGK, though. Come on.
Yeah. Stop. First of all, I don't even know who Russ is.
I really don't know anything about Russ.
Is he the one that... is he the white rapper that does the conservative rap stuff?
No,
that's
the guy with all the piercings in his face.
The one that did that thing with Ben Shapiro?
That's Tom something.
Okay. Well, there's a Canadian rapper my son likes that's really good. His name is BB Money or BB Dollars or something like that.
BB No Money?
Yeah, BB No Money. Yeah, he's good. But I wouldn't put him on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's tough.
Put me on there. They could have put me on there.
They could have.
It's Mount Rushmore of white rappers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a silly question, but.
Obviously, Vanilla Ice needs to be on there.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
What is new radio?
New radio is
social media.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Love those conversations behind the air or behind the scenes that always end with is he dead?
And then he ain't dead. Like, no, but he came close.
Can't talk about that. Warner Brothers trending this morning. They announced a bunch of new sequels this week. Goonies getting a sequel. Uh-huh. We knew that. Beetlejuice getting another sequel. The Matrix. They're going to make more Matrix movies. And Gremlins getting a sequel. That was a big hit in the 80s,
yeah,
right, TJ?
It was, yeah.
Were you a Gremlins person?
Not really. Because, I mean, it was technically sci-fi.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Now, I like the guy that was one of the stars of Gremlins named Hoyt Axton. He was cool. He went from being a country music star to being an actor.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hoyt
Axton.
Something else you're going to love today. Today's National Crawfish Day.
I know.
National Crawfish Day.
Mm-hmm.
April, a good month to eat crawfish?
Yeah.
Is there certain months like oysters? Like
spring, yeah.
It's always in spring.
Because it's the rainy season.
I got you.
You know, and crawfish, well, a lot of them come from farms and stuff now, but if you get them the old-fashioned way, it's when in Louisiana when the rains come and the rivers kind of overflow into these shallow areas like big ditches and things like that, and you put the nets out there in there and catch them.
It's very glamorous.
It is. I mean, it's
in a ditch.
I mean, there's no bigger trash of fish to come out of the water than a crawfish.
Yeah, they clean the water. Do they clean the water? Is that
they just feed? I mean, they're the ultimate bottom feeders and all that. But they're so delicious.
Yeah, you love them. So are you gonna celebrate today with anything special or?
No.
It's tough to get crawfish, isn't it? Here,
yeah, we live way up north in North Carolina. And it's harder to get because you want to get them. If you're going to do a crawfish boil, you want to get them live.
Right.
And it costs a lot to have them shipped up live. So, but I do, you know, I use frozen crawfish tails all the time for meals and things, but like as ingredients and things.
Sure.
But not a cool crawfish boil.
Yeah.
And I don't like it either when people in this area say that a low country boil is either better or just as good as a crawfish boil.
Explain the difference.
First of all, a crawfish boil is going to be spicier most of the time, and the people are just more fun.
Oh, it's a
well,
the
and it's
attendees
also,
of the
it's
party.
It's also crawfish and not shrimp and crab and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is always, you know, the thing. Crawfish is better.
Gwen used to say, I only like shrimp. I don't like the crawfish. Yeah. She was a big proponent of
You're
that.
Right. You know, you mean the soul food expert, Gwen, that worked with us. Whose whole family is literally a bunch of hippies from Massachusetts. I like shrimp. I don't like the crawfish.
I remember her saying that.
But you know what I really love? Oxtail. love her, though.
Love her. Haley Joel Osment trending. Today he was arrested for being too drunk in Mammoth Lakes, California. He's now facing charges at the town's ski resort.
He also had an controlled substance on him, they said.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you rather have something that's controlled rather than uncontrolled? Like if you get something, some kind of substance that's just, you know, like a smallpox.
Yeah.
Just flying all over the place, spores and things. That would be way better than having a controlled substance.
Yeah, right. I got a pocket full of spores, man. So I hate that for him because, you know, I see dead people. Yeah. Legendary actor. More talk about Lindsay next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
And thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, you travel know? Down the road and back again.
That's right. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. You can also watch the show over there. So we didn't really discuss this at length yesterday, but Lindsay told us during a commercial that she's been banned from TikTok.
Yeah.
She got banned from TikTok yesterday.
Right. And the bad thing about it is that she's never even posted on TikTok.
That is the interesting part of it.
She just downloaded it to learn about it. Because we're going to have her doing some stuff on our TikTok.
Account. Yeah, she's not really even super familiar with the app. I mean, she's 41. not that it matters, but she's just not familiar with it. And yeah, she told us yesterday, she goes, I got banned from TikTok. And they sent her a message, TikTok did, and said, yeah. We banned your account because you were posting nude photos of yourself. And she went, whoa, I didn't post anything, let alone nudie photos. Yeah. And what she thinks has happened is that somebody hacked her account and they were posting their own nude photos. I don't think they went as far as like creating an AI likeness of Lindsay. No. I think they were probably just, you know, unidentifiable people in the pictures, but that is so, that yeah. That couldn't happen to anybody else but her.
How do you get banned from something that you've never posted? I mean, that's really something.
It is,
never even done one post. They wouldn't know how to do it yet.
Maybe wouldn't know how to do it, but a couple months ago, she was banned from Instagram.
Well, she knew why she did. That was her fault.
It was her fault, but I mean, which one is next? And if you missed that, she got banned from Instagram because she had posted on her story, her Instagram story, a picture of her holding her friend's baby. Yeah. And put a caption on the story that said, I just love him so much, I'm going to steal him. And Instagram, somebody must have reported it because yeah. Instagram told her that she was talking about kidnapping. So they banned her account. They shut it down. And she went into full panic mode. Yeah. Because she uses her Instagram. She does collaborations with brands and boutiques and clothing stuff. So it's a moneymaker for her. And she just got taken down in an instant.
Yeah, well, she needs to stop talking about stealing babies.
I guess so.
You stole that baby. That ain't your baby.
That ain't your baby.
CBS took her baby.
Yeah. And she was just dumbfounded. She said, they accused me of kidnapping because I said I was going to steal this baby. You know, that's why people use those weird words like unaliving on social media now, because you can't say certain things for fear of getting banned. But it's true. We saw it happen to her.
You know how I figured that out? I was watching a video one day and the person was just, you know, cussing like crazy, but then used the word murder and they bleeped that out.
So cussing,
they edited the word murder out of it.
Cussing, totally fine. Say whatever you want, but don't say murder or apparently steal.
It was something like using the term murder rate, like the murder rate in the country. Is that it? And the rate in the.
Really?
So they knew they had to go edit that word out of there.
They need to look at their practices and rules, because we're getting Lindsay taken off all the she's been deplatformed.
What if Lindsay, though, were actually threatening to unalive somebody?
Ooh.
I would like to see it. Restore her account so we can see that, well, please.
If Adam, the manager, keeps waking her up from her nap in the afternoon, she's going to unalive him.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming
literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
We had a funny moment yesterday in the real world of TJ and Riggins. We had one of our sponsors come in, and it's a husband and wife, and they own a furniture and mattress. Well, it's a chain of stores. And it's called Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And they came in because we were doing kind of a, what would you call that? Like,
it's like a special podcast.
Yeah, but what do they call it on Sunday mornings where they put the, information about, you know, human interest kind of stories and things like that. So maybe it was a human interest story about how they built their business, what great people they are and all this stuff. It wasn't a whole lot of come see us for the great deals.
No.
So we'll let you know when we get that posted. But they came in, and they're super friendly, easy to talk to. Jody and I have known them for years, but that was the first time Riggins had met them. And the husband sits down right beside Riggins at the desk here. And what did you say to him?
I was just looking to make small talk. I'd never met him, like you said. And I just said, oh, wow, you guys really crank out content, talking about their social media pages. They're really active on social media. I said, wow, you guys really crank out content. And he looks at me like dead seriously. And he goes, is it any good, though? Like, and just looking me dead in the eyes. And I went, yes. Yes, but you know, there's a lot of, and it is good. It's good content. Right. But I just realized, like, it just shut my mouth. Like, I didn't.
Because he genuinely wants to know. He's that type of person. Like, if you see something you don't like about it, let me know, and I'll try to figure out a way that I see which I'm like always eager to learn from anybody, that kind of person. So then he goes, okay, well, what would you improve about it?
Yeah.
And he's asking Riggins, who never, ever wants to get involved to say anything that's going to offend somebody or anything that's going to put him in an uncomfortable situation. He won't do it.
Yeah.
And he asked Riggins flat, like right to his face, what would you improve about it? What needs to be improved?
How bad did I sound in my response? Because I'm just petrified thinking about how I sound. I must have been like,
your face turned red. You got your splotches that you get when you get embarrassed.
What did I say? I don't even remember
something
what I
said. Something about content or something.
I just kept using the word content. You know, content is good if it's good.
Oh, I know
good,
what you said. You said, you know, like some of the real stuff as opposed to the scripted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they do a lot of skits and things like that, which are funny, but you were just, it was like you were saying in addition to that. So it didn't come off like you were saying your skits are terrible.
Good.
Get real.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was in addition to what you're doing, maybe a more behind the scenes kind of.
Okay.
Good. Know, unscripted.
They're so nice. I would have never wanted to, you know, they're just so warm and friendly. And I just went, oh my God, I don't want to upset this guy.
Because when they flat out ask you to tell them something negative.
Yeah. Right. I got to give
it's
feedback.
It's like that day that Rob's other boss was doing his reference call with me. And he said, if you know, you think Rob could improve on something, what would it be? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you any bad stuff. I go, his wardrobe. That's what I
said. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible impossible to do all the research yourself. But now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, you know how a lot of women will say, and it's usually single women, will say that you don't, if a guy takes you out on a date and uses a gift card or a coupon of some sort, then you don't want to be with him and all of that kind of thing. Is it the same if a husband is getting the wife something, like say for Mother's Day, and uses a big old coupon? I wouldn't think that women would care about that, would they?
I think it probably, I don't know. I guess it maybe depends on the woman.
Yeah, it comes down to that a lot of times. Depends on, you know, whether the woman's an, you know, a shrew or not.
Yeah. I think it also depends on where you're at in the relationship. If you're married or versus just dating.
Yeah.
You know, in the early stages of dating, it might make a difference to some women.
I'm telling you, my wife from our first date on would not have cared one bit if I used the coupon for the dinner or whatnot. I told you our first.
You did, right?
Yeah, our first date at a, as Ace would call it, sit-down restaurant.
Sit-down restaurant.
I used the gifts. Back then there were gift certificates, but that's what I had to that restaurant because I did some commercials for them.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I got this. I didn't even try to hide it until the bill came. I said, hey, I got this gift certificate to the, you know, Catfish Shack.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what it was?
Catfish Cabin. The Catfish Cabin, yeah. But it was nice. It was a tablecloth, the whole thing. That's just, you know, Louisiana. Yeah. But she said, sure, yeah. I mean, I put on my little houndstooth sport coat with my jeans and my boots, got all dressed up.
Yeah.
I got a houndstooth sport coat from a place called JW in the mall, Jeans West.
Okay.
I think it was Chess King, then Jeans West. Yeah, it was.
Whatever.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Did you tell her? Why did you tell her you were, did you, you asked her if it was okay, if you could use the gift certificate?
No, I just said, hey, I got to go use this. You want to go with me to, you know?
Okay.
I mean, we had been out and stuff, but not to a nice restaurant like that. We had just been hanging out and going to, you know, the bars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a brand new relationship. But anyway, because for Mother's Day, I was talking to my daughter yesterday. She's, you know, giving me some, telling me the ideas that she has, stuff she's going to get Jody. And I said, well, she's been saying she wants one of those robes from Cozy Earth. And, you know, I get 41% off of that. So I think my wife would be mad if I didn't use, if I had the access to a code or something for a sale that I didn't use it.
Sure. Especially, it's like when you come home when with a grocery item that she's already got. That sends her through the roof. So
oh,
that
yeah.
makes sense that she would say, why wouldn't you want to save money? We have that.
I have, because I need, you say I need a pound of ground beef for a recipe or something that I'm cooking that night. She goes, well, I mean, we have hamburger meat. I go, where is it? In the freezer. Well, I don't have time to thaw it. To cook it, and I think it'll be okay. This is back when you could get a pound of ground beef for $1.02. But if you want to go to Cozy Earth, you can use the code TJ and get 41% off. Act like it's just I'm the only one that can get it, but everybody can get it. Use the code TJ at Cozy Earth. But I don't even know if I'm going to get her anything now. I've pretty much talked myself out of it.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Time magazine has put out their top 100 most influential people of 2025. President Trump on the list, Demi Moore, or is it Demi Moore?
Demi.
I can never remember which one
she's
it is.
She's Demi, and that that other little shrew is Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, Demi Moore. Got it. Right. Ed Sheeran somehow making the list. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, Kristen Bell, Adam Scott, Rashida Jones. I mean, I guess these are influential people if you're in Hollywood, but is anyone influenced by Nicole Scherzinger? She's on the list. Influenced in other ways.
Right.
Hosier, however you say his name.
I don't get that. I don't get him at all. I think he is so overrated. It's almost like that when we used to do that, Riggins, where you go, you know, you just don't get it.
It's art.
You don't get it.
It's art.
It's terrible.
Yeah, he looks like every guy that works in a vape shop that I've ever been to.
And I used to get so frustrated with people when he had that song, Take You to Church.
Take me to church.
And they thought it had a religious meaning to it. I'm like, no, it's blasphemy. He's talking about have such good fornication with me that it's going to feel like a religious experience. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about actually going to preaching.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg also on the list. Nikki Glaser, Serena Williams, Blake Lively. Gosh. I mean, they just pulled everybody into that thing. Fyre Festival 2 trending today because that shady promoter that went, I believe, spent some time in jail has emailed people who have already purchased tickets and told them that it is not going to be happening in early May as originally planned down in Mexico because he is claiming that the Mexican government has taken the money that he's already spent for the festival, and they're running off with it. So it's just a mess. But who bought the tickets in the first place? Why would you do that?
But I do believe him because I have been shaken down by Mexican government officials.
Have you?
Yeah. When we would go do those listener trips and all that, and we'd broadcast from the resort. Well, we went to Cancun one time, and they seized our broadcast equipment going through the airport.
Really?
Coming in, customs seized it, and we had to just give them cash so they would release it.
Hey, listen, you want to leave the safety and freedoms of America? You got to be ready for whatever comes your way.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I know people are making fun of this guy and not believing him or whatever, but I believe him.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was just amazing that people were like, I'm ready to give it another shot, Fyre Festival 2, after the disastrous first one.
Maybe they got such a good deal on the tickets. They were like, even if it doesn't happen, what am I out, $5 for the VIP package?
I really wanted to see Tyga this year. It's like, come on. I don't know. So Fyre Festival 2 trending today. Today's National Cheese Ball Day. National Cheese Ball Day. And I was so excited because you know who loves cheese balls? Lindsay.
Yeah.
She is obsessed with cheese balls. And then I found out it's not those Utz or Planters cheese balls. It's one of those holiday cheese balls that's covered in nuts. Looks gross.
I love those things.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Oh, they look so
nasty.
Because
you can get them spicy, like a spicy cheese. And I don't like the stuff on the outside as much. I just want the cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread it on
a
cracker.
So you can do it like that. Yeah. Put it on a cracker.
Okay. Maybe I just haven't had the right one yet.
On a cracker.
So Easter on the way. If eggs are too expensive in your house, they've got a perfect solution coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah. Exciting stuff. Easter on the way. Hopefully I'm getting an Easter basket this year.
I've been meaning to ask you about it because usually you know your mom, she doesn't ask you what you want in the basket, does she?
No,
she just says, I'm working on your Easter basket.
Yeah. And me and my two brothers all get Easter baskets. I'm the youngest. I'm 37, but we all still get Easter baskets. And my mom actually packs up my brother's Easter basket every year and ships it to him. He doesn't even have to be in attendance at the Easter festivities to get an Easter basket. But fingers crossed I'll still get one this year. We'll see. But a lot of people are discussing that eggs are so expensive. How are you going to make up that? Some people talked about dyeing potatoes. Lindsay pointed out, like, that you can't dye a potato. You can paint it, maybe. That might make sense. Yeah. But Jet Puffed, the creators of marshmallows, a popular marshmallow brand, has introduced something that I think is really cool. Available at Walmart only. You can dye marshmallows. These are only available at Walmart for a couple hours every day online only. It'll cost you about $1.99, but they give you the egg carton, the marshmallows, and the dye to dye marshmallows. A little cheaper option.
Yeah.
Might make sense if eggs are, you know, not a possibility this year. And eggs are expensive, no doubt about it.
Well, how much is a dozen eggs?
I'd say it's probably the average, I think, is probably $5 maybe.
Really?
I think so. I think so. Some more expensive in other areas. It's probably around $5. But so $1.99 if you're trying to, you know, save money for the dinner or brunch or whatever you're doing, this might be a.
So you put those on the ground?
You really wouldn't want, if you're going to eat it, a raw marshmallow, you probably don't want tucked away behind the couch for the kids to find with those dust bunnies and stuff.
But no, a lot of people hide eggs outside in the yard.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what I'm saying. Would you just like stick that up in a little tree and have them try to find it behind the bushes or something?
Maybe just don't.
You just can't eat it.
You just can't eat it. Yeah. And you wouldn't eat an Easter egg immediately after finding it either. Or maybe you would. You just start peeling it right there in the
You know, everybody's got that friend when you're a kid that will eat anything like an adult. Like, oh, you eat salmon? There was a kid that we would hunt Easter eggs with and stuff in our neighborhood, and he would immediately start cracking them open and just eating boiled eggs. And now the kids are like,
you're weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
The kid eating hard-boiled eggs just outside.
He'd find two of them and then just sit down and eat them before, and he wouldn't go look for any more until he finished. And everybody would have found all of them.
He didn't care about the honey. No, he just wanted some eggs.
Like, man, I love a boiled egg.
Yeah, I love that. Well, here's some Easter jokes to take you into the weekend, all family friendly. So try these out. TJ, I want you to give me a rating on a scale of 1 to 10 how good these Easter jokes are. Where does the Easter bunny go if he loses his tail?
Where?
The retail store. Love that. Yes, what do you call the Easter bunny that can't remember nothing?
What?
A hair brain. Come on, buddy. Where do the Easter bunny goes when he gets married?
Where?
On a bunny moon.
I like that one.
I love those.
Yeah, that was the best one, though.
Yeah. What kind of shoes do frogs wear to Easter dinner?
What?
Open-toed. come on. And how do you get the Easter bunny to put in more hours at work?
How?
You increase his salary.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so
good one.
Happy Easter, everyone. From my home to yours.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Literally. Regan's was just doing some family friendly little cute Easter riddles, jokes, the yolks. He's got yolks.
That's good.
But you know what I hate? This is something that I know people are going to be like, oh my God, you're so weird. If you're obviously delivering a riddle to someone like you were to me a minute ago, like, ask me one of those riddle questions that you had.
Let's see here. Let's go with what kind of shoes do frogs wear to Easter dinner?
I don't know. Doc Martens. It's like, you know that they're going for a certain, it's a riddle. Play along, please. Yeah. Don't try to just throw it off and just act like it's, just be a good audience for once. You know, you don't have to be an idiot all the time.
Yeah. No, that's good.
So you wouldn't like if someone went, hold on a minute, let me figure it out.
No, not at all. Because it's a timing thing. And if you notice, the way I did it was what, who, what?
Yeah.
You help the person along.
You know how these things go.
Yeah. You know how, I mean, you may not get the ins and outs of observational comedy and subtlety and all of that kind of stuff, but you know what a riddle is. So just let it go. And you know the answer's not Doc Martens. I don't know. Justin Cowboy Boots.
Yeah, it ruins the timing.
Yeah. And they're trying to ruin it.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it to where it doesn't work for the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just chill, man. Just be cool, man.
Yeah. Hey. Be a good audience. You're right.
Yeah. Do you like, you know, like that woman told Ace that day, Ace, chill out, man.
Ace, man, chill out. He was like, What?
I didn't even say anything.
He didn't.
Ace, man, chill out.
Yeah, the Ace of Diamonds. Yeah.
But I just don't know why people can't go along with it. They know it's not like you're going to get a passing or failing grade that you got to come up with an answer. Just say, if they say, what does it, is it called when, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what. Just say it.
Just, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be the easiest part of your day is to just be a good audience.
Or what if you're in front of a bunch of people and they're telling you an innocent riddle, but you've heard it before, for then you to go, open-toed shoes.
To support.
Yeah. Like, I'm smarter than he is. I'm smarter than all y'all.
When you do it in that voice, it's so good.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I have never been a dope head, which is, you know, what we used to call people who just smoked a lot of marijuana.
Right.
Just a dope head. Because, you know, back in the day, as the kids say, marijuana was called dope.
Right.
You know why the term dope is what it is? Because when you take drugs, it stimulates the dopamine part of your brain. You wouldn't know anything about that, Riggins, because you done killed all your brain cells. You and damn Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah. I'm trying to get whatever I get back. Right.
But I'm thinking if I were a dope head, I would not be, you know, doing my civic duty when it comes to this. The police in Washington State are looking for people to get high on the marijuana for them, so that the cops can practice field sobriety tests.
Yeah.
And the volunteers will have to provide weed for themselves. The cops aren't going to give them that. But they're going to provide snacks for everybody.
Love that.
Now, if you're in a situation where the marijuana is illegal, but you still love the marijuana, are you going to help the cops?
Do they get paid to do that?
No, I don't think so. This is volunteer.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Because, I mean, having never been a dope head, pothead, you know, whatever, I'm just guessing that if I were that, and all the ones that I've known in my life are not really pro-police when it comes to that sort of thing.
Maybe not, but I think the bigger issue for me would just kill my buzz, man. Being around a bunch of cops while you're high is not, doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun.
Oh, man, we worked with a guy at a radio station one time that smoked so much weed that there was a standoff down the street from the radio, probably a mile from the radio station, a kidnapping and a hostage situation standoff, and all the police were on the perimeter. And he busted in the building that day and was freaking out.
Yeah.
They weren't even close. He's in, what are we going to, don't go with it, don't go, And I'm like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah.
He said, well, because he's got weed on him all the time. He's probably got a lot of weed in his car. He's just paranoid that they're going to come search his car after the, you know, the hostage situation is finished.
Yeah.
Like, while we're here, let's go to the radio station and search everybody's car.
Makes sense.
You're going to write the report on the hostage standoff thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guess who's on OnlyFans?
Oh, I saw this. Your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know this? Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who I loved as a kid. She was so funny. Physical comedy. She was in a show called All That, which was like Saturday Night Live, but for kids. And now watching it back, I'm sure it's not very good, but I thought she was hysterical.
And cute as a button.
She was so cute. And yeah, now she's joined OnlyFans, but they say she's not taking her clothes off or anything. She's just going to be connecting with her fans and talking to them.
I saw a picture of her with that accompanied this story. And she has a tattoo under her eye now. It's a heart. But the work of that tattoo makes Jelly Roll's face tattoos look like Da Vinci paintings.
Yeah. It's pretty...
It's homemade basic. Looking. Yeah. It looks like a prison tattoo on her face. It's just, and it's right there on her cheekbone.
Yeah. Big
it
heart.
Looks like she did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless.
So I don't know. I just, you know, I always hope the best for her. But she does cameo videos as well. And you can pay $1,000 to get a personalized video from Amanda Bynes. And she just goes, hello, I just want to say happy birthday. Have a good day. I mean, they're that short.
Yeah.
So you got to be a mega fan of Amanda Bynes to do that.
Did I properly reference Da Vinci there? I don't think I did.
Da Vinci?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is he an artist?
Yeah. I think he did a lot. I think he did sculpture and paintings.
Okay, well, good. Good.
Yeah. But he was mostly known for his paintings, right. I believe.
Who did the Mona Lisa?
That is...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So... Justin Bieber back in the news. He's out there at Coachella. A lot of people are saying they're still worried about him, that he's acting erratically. He's iced out everybody in his circle. And, you know, it's just continuing worry for him.
That's nice, though, that he's giving them all jewelry.
Mm, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could afford to give all my friends jewelry. I'd ice y'all out like crazy, man.
I wish you would. But, yeah, again, hoping the best for him as well. All these poor young child celebrities really struggling now. Or it appears to be struggling. I shouldn't say that. Today's National Crawfish Day. We talked about that. TJ's not going to celebrate because it's hard to get crawfish here.
Yeah.
Does your family eat them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Not just because it's... I bet they don't even know it's Crawfish Day with my family back in Louisiana. They probably don't know that. But
no, every day
in the spring, rainy season and all that, they probably have crawfish once a week, a crawfish boil.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But now, I mean, you can just go buy them. Like, they have places set up that are seasonal with big cookers and all. You can just go up and buy them.
That sounds like a nice place.
Oh, awesome. Like, every day's at the fair.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
So, a couple of things I learned on the internet yesterday. Today is National High Five Day. So, TJ's pointed out for many years, what is your mainstay rule about high fives, TJ?
Women look awkward doing a high five.
Women look awkward doing a high five. Women don't like hearing that.
But you don't see the high five very much from anybody anymore.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
A lost art.
It is. But one thing I learned on the internet, it's kind of interesting. It kind of relates to a high five. Show me, TJ, let's say you're standing in front of somebody's front door. Show me how you would knock on their door instead of ringing a doorbell, like how you would knock on their door.
Like this.
Yeah. Somebody said, why do we hold up our hand to knock on the door when you can really just, if you walk up to somebody's door, you can just hold your hand down and knock on the door the same way. I never really thought about that.
Like with the knuckles or with the... butt of the hand or
with your knuckles,
like a cop knock. That cop knock.
Yes, there's something very distinctive about a cop knock. But no, she was just saying, like, why even raise your hand up towards your head to knock on the door when if you walk up, you can just, you know, with your hands by your side.
Because that's
never thought about that.
It's awkward. It would be
it's
way
awkward
more
because that's how we
feeling.
Learned.
I mean, I think it would be awkward either way. I mean, to knock with your hand below your waist.
Yeah,
that's just. It's a lot more effort in the arm.
Is it?
Than to, you can just do wrist here. Down here, you got to do arm. You got to put some arm in.
You got the whole torso going.
You got to follow through.
Yeah.
Looks like those scenes in movies where somebody, you know, or like Tim Conway used to do on the old Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
That one skit where he accidentally gave himself Novocaine in his arm and he couldn't lift his arm. He's trying. That's what that seemed like.
Yeah. He can't feel it. I thought that was interesting. The other interesting thing I saw is that there was an occupation in the early part of the previous century before they had alarm clocks. How did people get up on time? Well, there was a woman that was paid. She walked around town with a little straw and put rocks in the straw, and she would spit rocks at people's windows to wake them up on time.
That's cool. I'd like to have that now.
Would you?
Yeah.
You know, the queen had her own like fiddler to wake her up every morning. It's kind of the same thing, but you would want somebody spitting rocks at your window to wake you up instead of an alarm clock. That would irritate Jody more than the five alarms that you set.
That crazy woman out there, you get up so that crazy woman doesn't keep spitting rocks on our window.
Teresa better find her way home. Kind of crazy.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.